can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning. Are we there? Testing 1, 2. Test, test. I'm barely hearing myself.
Well, talk louder to yourself.
There we go.
I promise we're on air, baby.
All right, good. Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss all your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. We've got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. In the second hour, we will have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart and her parka jacket. In the third hour, we'll be talking, hopefully, with Simon, and he's from Napco, and he's going to talk to us about how to refinish our tubs and countertops and things like that. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls the entire 3 hours. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. You can find links to more of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, there we go. New year, new show, same old people.
New speech impediment.
Yes, still intact.
It must be from the cold weather. Yes.
It's a frog in my throat. You know, that kind of thing.
A frog in your throat.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
So what's going on?
Can we pot Robbie's?
You have.
I'm not hearing this very well. Go ahead.
Okay, so you can get the internet on your phone, but you can't get it on the computer?
What's that?
The internet. You said that there's...
No. You know the script I send out every week?
Right.
I forgot to send it out.
To yourself?
To all of us.
Oh, okay. I got it. Oh, I see.
To all of us.
Okay, so I can turn on my computer and
yes. We're
good. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right.
And we
good.
Should be on the
maybe.
Facebook Live right now.
Okay.
And then maybe in the first break here I will get... get something moving here. Maybe I can bring it up on the rest of this stuff.
Okay.
So we were dealing with, because we've got a whole new electronical system there that Johnny's running. And
electronical?
Yeah. There's like these extra deals that we're running through now so that you're on, you know, that we can be on Facebook, and we've got a new internet system here to connect to. So
right. This
is our first dry run at that.
And before he leaves, I need to be taught how to put Lucy Live Light on my phone. So when I go out of town.
Kevin's got that. Yeah. When are you going out of town?
Soon.
Soon?
Soon.
Really?
Right after it warms up down here.
You got it.
Because there's no sense in shooting down here right now.
Why? What's wrong, buddy?
It's cold.
Oh, it's chilly.
What? Go ahead.
It's like 44. It's 44 this morning. And we
44,
had frost warnings
ladies,
last
that's
night.
Me!
That's me! Woo! 44! That's me! That's me!
Anybody know what that is? 847-475-1590. 44. That's me.
Like I said, I just say that's chilly. I don't, you know, it's funny. People down here, I'm freezing. I'm like, no, I'll get you a ticket to Chicago, Boston, whatever. You want freezing? I can show you freezing. This is just a little cool out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's...
Are you guys live on Mighty House on Facebook?
You'll have to tell us.
No, I haven't had time to do that. I've been dealing with other stuff. You're going to have to share it. off of WCGO's website.
Well, I would like to share it, but you're not even, your feed's not even there.
Are we not on CGO?
You're not on Facebook.
We're not on CGO's Facebook page.
Oh, that's what I forgot about that. We're not on our page.
No, and hopefully we'll have that fixed here shortly, too, where we're going to be able to shoot to both pages at the same time.
Yeah, I know. He said that was where they get goofy.
Yep.
Facebook.
I said, because I hit something and my computer wasn't working.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, there we is.
There you is?
There we are. Hey. Now I can share it. Well,
is this what you were looking for, Rich? Hold on a second. Let me see if this works.
24, ladies, that's
this
me.
This is it.
Woo! I'm going to get some cold cuts today.
Yeah. Woo! Yes, that's...
That's what you're looking
that's
for.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Okay.
Share this to your timeline.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, share it as a private message.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now that
hello,
we're
Mom.
Are we all hooked up yet? Are we all connected?
Yeah. Just waiting for some listeners.
We are
to call
good.
Us.
You can
847-475-1590. Let's start the show early this morning. It's a new year. Let's get some phone calls first thing in the morning.
It's too cold. You know, everybody's still snuggled in their bed.
Bundled up.
Yeah,
not people
it's
who
five
are
below.
Maybe listening to us on the interweb.
Oh, the interwebs?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or Facebook.
Broke right. The internet.
Or other places. Come on, we want some phone calls. 847-475-1590. Call to say Happy New Year.
Right.
Call to ask if you have to drip your hot water or your cold water or both. Big question. We answer those questions every year. I still don't know the answer.
No? Why?
But your pipes might freeze, so what are you supposed to drip? Does it matter? Why are you laughing at me?
Your nose is dripping. You know, a bunch of things are running this time of year. But make sure your faucets are also running. Especially if they have a tendency to freeze.
Yeah. Hot water or cold water.
What, your sinuses?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody want to talk about that? 847-475-1590.
Yep. So, right now...
I wanted to talk about the opposite. For the last 4 days down here... Now, I'm in Southwest Florida, Naples, right? I mean,
right.
You don't get much further south
yeah,
without
yeah,
going
brag,
like to Key
brag,
West.
Brag.
No. So, the news media, it has been on and on, freeze warnings, donate blankets and jackets for people, and the kids in school yesterday could not go outside for recess.
What?
The kids could not go outside for, they canceled recess for the kids.
Because?
It's hilarious. The only good thing is, the iguanas are falling out of the trees like bricks. It's hilarious.
I saw that!
Because they're an invasive species, so they don't tell you, but you should euthanize them, you know, whack their heads off.
No, you shouldn't. You should
yes,
not.
You should.
Why?
They're invasive.
Oh, so?
They're invasive. They eat bird eggs. We have a big bird sanctuary here. If the iguanas take over that, no more birds. It's bad. So whack their heads off. They're cool. Don't get me wrong. I like iguanas, but we can't have them here. It doesn't work.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's
you
a bad
can't
thing.
Have all of them here?
Any there. Of them.
Any of them.
Unless the any of them. No more than we need the boa constrictors and all that, so we go on boa hunts and python
cool.
hunts.
Cool.
Yeah, you got your little puppy outside.
Yeah.
The biggest one they got was 19 foot 6 inches. That's
whoa.
The pythons in the Everglades now. Don't belong there.
Nice.
Where do they belong?
Hey, Kev.
Burma.
Comrex isn't working either, by
so
the way.
So let's say... You found one of these frozen iguanas because I saw a report on it and it said, you know, if it thaws within 48 hours, it'll be okay. Whatever. But it didn't say, like, bring it inside or put it in the sun or anything. So down in Florida.
No, they didn't tell you to do anything. That's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, the best thing to do is whack its head off.
Okay, let's say you don't want to whack its head off. Let's just say.
And feed it to the fishes.
Okay. Well, the guys in the Keys usually sit around with pellet guns and pick them out of the trees.
Okay, let's just say you're a normal person. You don't want to harm the iguana, but you have a heart. Let's say you have a heart.
Uh-huh.
Then you put it in a crate and you ship it back to the Galapagos.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They're invasive. They don't. They should not be here whatsoever.
847-475-1590. Let's say you don't like any of those options and you want to do something because you're a psychopath. And you want the invasive species, let's just say. So,
well, they make good pets, actually, but you got to get them as babies.
So let's say, what are you supposed to do? Again, do you put them in a warm spot? Do you bring them in the house?
No. Whack their heads off.
But I'm a psychopath. I don't want to whack their heads off. I want them to live. I think we have to go to a break.
Then you have to crate them up and ship them to someplace they belong, but they do not
oh,
belong.
Oh, no, it's
here.
A break.
Yeah. Just let it run, Johnny. That music that'll come up and tells us to shut up and let you do your business. So that's how that works, okay? Cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep working on these electronical devices. And check us out on Facebook. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
All right, we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call, 847-475-1590, and we'll get you on the air right away. And with that...
Right away?
Right yep. away. Just like this first one here.
Okay.
Let's go to line three. Mr. Decker, are you on line three, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen and lovely lady.
Oh,
how
good
you doing?
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
Morning, Will.
Good
are
morning.
You back from Israel?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good morning.
The thing, you were talking about the weather. This is the first winter we've had in a couple of years that's been normal as far as the temperatures are concerned. Before that, it was like, we had warm, wet winters, and it wreaked havoc with the masonry and everything like that, which was leading to a lot of income for me. But, anyway, the thing that was interesting is my son-in-law, they finished his ship. They built the ship up in Wisconsin, and so they finished it, and they went through all the, the shakedowns, the sea trials and stuff, and they got it commissioned. And so then they were taking the ship through the Great Lakes and out the St. Lawrence Seaway down to Florida, where the base is.
Right.
And the ship froze up in the lake outside of Toronto.
Oh, wow.
And they got three ships up there that are going to be stuck there for the winter because they can't get through the ice.
Yeah.
And so my daughter, who's in charge of training for the squadron, she's only got one ship in her whole squadron.
Nice.
It's just running around nuts. Also, you were talking about the iguanas. Her dogs like that when they fall out of the tree. They go and they take it and they run back and forth and play pull toy with them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an interesting year. We're going to see how the masonry holds up with the problems with split block and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. Oh, my wife says thank you very much for the bathroom. She used it last night for the first time. And I just can give you, for DNR services, a nice... a recommendation, a referral, because, here's some guys, even though I screwed up and ordered the wrong size tub, they put it in, and it fit, and it looks beautiful, and it works well.
And the boss is,
thanks a lot, guys.
The most important thing, the boss is happy?
Yep, boss is happy.
That's, yeah. That's all that matters.
First time in 2 years she's taking a bath, so.
Okay.
Anyway. She showered in those other times, though, I can assume, right?
Wow, I haven't showered since last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys. Anyway, have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Will.
Bye-bye.
You too, Will.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff going on with the with this really, really cold weather, sub-zeros. We've done a lot of chasing frozen pipes, and one... project I went and looked at, they called and said their shower drain was frozen and didn't understand what was going on there.
So, meaning water wasn't
going
down.
Was it over a garage?
No? Okay, so that's what I was thinking, right? Outside wall over a garage, something like that, right? No. So I go,
Add insulation, sure.
So I go over there with the thermal imaging gun. I'm looking on the outside, you know, outside, and I can see that there's a lot of heat leakage. Go in the foyer, and you can see all the cold air where it's all leaking in, and in the family room. So I go upstairs, assuming I'm going to find the shower base on the outside wall. No, it's 4 feet inside the outside wall, and it still froze solid. Yes.
Rim joist leakage?
Major, major rim joist leakage. So that area of the floor
the
framing.
Floor, cause that, you...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I said that's just a small piece of wood, and all they do is a little tiny piece of insulation there. And that could just be where a bath fan goes out, too. They may even cut a hole there, so you just have all kinds of air leakage.
Right. So what happened was it's that where the floor joists are between the first and second floor, that there's got to be a big hole back in there somewhere. And they just had the house resided last summer. So they took off the old aluminum siding. They took off the old wood siding, and they just put Tyvek up. But obviously they didn't do a very good job in this one area, because it's getting some major leakage coming around through there. So that's one thing we get to go do this week, is cut that apart and see what's going on.
Wow.
Well, I talked to my stepmother, and she's all upset because my dad's van, the brake lights won't go off. They stay on.
Really?
Which I imagine is just the sensor on the pedal has contracted.
Right.
And I was telling her, I says, my truck, my 09 Chevy, before we moved down here, when I was, when it get the below zero, my truck sat outside. Well, the horn button would shrink so much, about 2 a.m, the horn would start blaring. So I'd have to run out there and rip the horn button off the steering wheel, and always expecting the airbag to explode in my face.
Right.
But I'm like, yeah, that freezing cold like that, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I rolled my window down yesterday, and the seals on the door actually made noise. You know what I mean? Normally here, they're nice and soft and warm, but it's like, and we only got down to 33. I said, we were chilly, but that's, that's cold for down here.
Right.
But I'd never say I was freezing. That's just wrong. I've been up in Chicago all winter. I grew up there.
Yeah.
I know freezing.
Yeah, no, it's, you're getting up in the morning in sub-zero temperatures. Highs are in the single digits all week.
And you have to come to work.
Yeah, and go to work. And
yeah. Yes. And be here at 7 in the morning on time.
Yeah, so.
And be cheerful.
Yeah. Ish. Yeah, so.
Cheerful-ish?
And pretend to be cheerful?
Or on-time-ish. I was way on time.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. She actually did walk in before the music started this time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So if you've got issues in the water's freezing, just leave the water run a little bit. One of the other things that we ran into this week was the galvanized pipe that froze, and it loosened up so much rust in the galvanized pipe that now we can't get any water to flow through it, even though it's all warmed up. So, that's
because it's clogged.
Yeah, clogged with so much rust in the elbows and stuff.
Well, and that's one of the problems. If you start trying to thaw a pipe right where you believe it to be frozen, it usually doesn't work. You need to start downstream, so to speak. So you need to warm up from where that water is supposed to come out at that faucet or whatever. You need to work that all the way across. Do not use a torch.
Yeah. Yeah.
A paint gun or a blow dryer is your best bet, and be patient, you know, and if you've got some type of little heater, that's fine, but make sure it's far enough, that's always dicey also, because you can put a heater in front of it, but then somebody will put it right against it and start the wall on fire, so it's always a dicey suggestion.
Yeah. That's really the thing, and it's making sure you just get heat leave your cabinet doors open. Underneath your sinks, leave those open so that you get some warm air flowing through there. If you've got problems where it's froze up before, that's one way to resolve it. And
blowtorch?
No blowtorch.
No torch.
No.
So, a good one too. What do we tell everybody about their heating and cooling equipment? How often should you have it serviced?
Twice a year. Beginning of the heating season, beginning of the cooling season. Woohoo! I got that right, Rich. You don't even have to say anything.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, chicken dinner. All right. So here's the deal. There's an elementary school here with special needs kids, and they decided to kick on their furnaces yesterday because the kids are cold in school. They haven't been cleaned in 4 years.
Oh, man.
They started ejecting black soot that stunk. Probably smelled like dust burning, would be my guess.
Yes.
So needless to say, they had to shut them down and all that. But, really?
Wow.
Lack of maintenance.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday I needed to, and I'll just even set you up for this one. Okay, Rich? I'm setting
you up. Putting the ball on the tee. Here we go.
Here you go.
Yeah. Little
tee
ball.
I needed to turn on the exhaust fan above my stove yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not going to say, like, I was cooking and burning down the house or anything? Because my kitchen filled with smoke? No? Well, I set it up for you.
You no. were, but we know you weren't cooking.
No, you're supposed to use your hood.
Yeah. But we know you weren't cooking. Were you boiling some water or something?
I was cooking.
Cooking? Like making a dinner
what
or
were you
lunch?
Reheating?
Pancakes. I was making pancakes.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. But anyway, so my husband had done some like sausages the day before and splattered grease all over. So, of course, that was still there the next day.
Well, sure, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Right. So apparently.
It's a guy. We don't clean up.
No.
That started
we just cook.
Smoking.
Uh-huh.
I guess. That's the only thing I could think, because pancakes, you don't burn them and they don't smoke.
Well, you can burn them.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, well, you weren't cooking that good.
I was cooking.
Okay.
But I'm imagining.
Was you cooking with gas?
I was cooking with gas. I'm imagining it was the grease on the stovetop, because the kitchen started getting very smoky.
Uh-huh.
I'm imagining it was the grease. Anyway, so I turned on the exhaust fan, and all of a sudden, a ton of crap started falling out of it all over my pancakes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yes, because we had the roof replaced, and apparently it all got in there.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to figure out how to remove all these grates or filters or whatever and clean in there.
Uh-huh.
Cause,
vacuum
you know,
it all out.
Yeah.
It went down into the vent. So, Ron, how long ago did you re-roof the house?
I didn't.
Oh.
Wasn't me. Mm-hmm. Wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Well, how long ago was the house re-roofed, Robbie?
Oh, just yesterday before I used my exhaust fan.
That's
liar, liar, pants on fire.
Just yesterday.
It was re-roofed 10 years ago.
Shows you the frequency of cooking.
Yeah.
It what? Was, yesterday?
It was re-roofed 10 years ago.
Yesterday, I re-roofed it, and I was finally able.
What are you doing? They're, I mean, they're out there at Sub-Zero. No. They're not shooting shingles down now.
They are.
Hell, they're not even doing it here.
No. It's too cold. They're going to break.
We have a speaker on. I can hear you guys in my headset through the studio. So you got Facebook loud, like,
I don't know.
In the studio?
Are you hearing voices in your head?
Yes, but I don't answer them.
Okay, well, that's good.
So the other issue that's coming up is that I don't think I'm moving on the screen because I'm spinning and spinning.
Yeah, no, you're moving.
Moving. Okay.
You will.
You're going to be
like 30 seconds behind.
Okay.
See, and then I have ants in my pants, so I'm always doing this and moving around.
So my mom's door, her...
Crap.
Yeah. Oh, look. See, there comes
you. You heard that?
Perfect,
of course
Johnny.
We heard that.
See, that's how you do it. See, now we know. Shut up. It's time to give the show over to Johnny. See how that works?
That's right.
That's it. Johnny drew short straw today, if you can't tell. So
I did notice.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and hear Robbie's door story right after this.
Okay.
Mighty House.
Be back.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
There we go. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, where can they go? What can they do? Are you even there? He's gone. He bailed on us. Oh, yeah, there we go. Well, you can go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the Contact Us page. Scroll down through there. You fill out the information. And just click send. And what that'll do is put you on our contact list. And then that way, every week, you'll know what's going on with the show, anything new that's happening. We currently have the blower door video on there. That's a couple minutes. If you want to know what a blower door test is all about, we talk about that on a job site. and actually go through it. And it's on our YouTube channel, too. So if you want to go to our YouTube channel, you can figure it out right there. So the other thing is you can give us a call at 847-475-1590, and we'll get you on the air right now.
Yes.
Rich, and you can hear Rich blowing his nose and everything. If you're watching us on Facebook Live.
Rich!
See, that's it. We heard the honking going on there, buddy.
I tried to go that way.
Yeah, I know. That mic.
This thing doesn't have a mute. I know.
It picks up everything. So, not only if you were
watching. It doesn't pick up dust.
No. If you were watching on Facebook Live, you got to see Rich honking his horn over there. All the way down in Florida. So, there we go.
So, anyway.
Okay, so what's going on with your mom's door?
The deadbolt. There's only a deadbolt. The little regular handle doesn't have a lock. There's only a deadbolt. And it's always been a little sticky, you know, that they have to, like, push it up or down or whatever.
It's been wonky.
It's very wonky.
Wonky is the technical term.
It's very wonky. And now that it's cold, it's a metal door, it's even wonkier.
More wonky.
So is this a fix I can make, or do I have to call, like, Ron Cowgill?
No. You know,
no, you have to call Ron in.
I would try WD-40 first.
But I think
not if they've always got to lift it up and down.
Yeah, we have to lift it up
hinges.
And down.
It's not aligned properly.
Yeah.
So you need to secure the door, and then you may need to grind the strike plate.
So then open the door, check the hinges, make sure they're all sucked in, they're tight, there's no loose. Because if you grab the handle, and you open the door a little bit and grab the handle, and can you lift up on it? Does it flop around?
It doesn't flop. It doesn't flop.
It's flop free.
It's flop free.
It's flop free. Okay.
Flop free.
Flop free. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't move around. So then the other thing is what's happening is the door jam's just expanding, contracting at a different rate than the door. So that's probably what's going on with that then.
So we have to, what did Rich say about?
Carving. You get a file out and you go, and you file out the
Or if you have a Dremel tool, which is much faster.
Yeah. That's like, you know, that's too easy. You need a nice file, you know.
I use a file, too. I don't have a Dremel.
Trixie?
I have a Dremel, but the battery's always dead in it.
Can you make an appointment for somebody from Ron Cowgill's office to come out and take care of my mom's door? So then I will tell you the beautiful story that follows this, because now I know you're going to take care of my mom, because she has caregivers, and they can't open the door.
She has people.
She has people. Rich, sometimes you like to say you can't fix stupid. I'm going to tell this story just for education reasons.
Educational purposes.
Okay, Rich.
Enlighten us.
This is going to blow your mind, okay? And please.
I'll strap my hat on tighter since it's a bad hair day.
Consider, this is my mom.
Sorry, Ron.
Okay, consider... She's disabled and has caregivers who maybe obviously aren't like whatever. Okay. So I get a call the other day at like 8 a.m.
Okay.
She's like, so my carbon monoxide detector is going off.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
I go, Mom, what's going on? She goes, well, the guys are here checking it. The guys from HVAC Jedi Metro. Go, what happened? Well, it started going off at midnight. Mom, when did you call the guys? Just now.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to wake anybody and bother anybody at midnight.
Uh-huh.
You can't fix what, Rich?
Well, normally you can't fix stupid, but did she... But she can't really get around, right?
She can't. She's complete.
No, because I was going to say, all you know, if you've got that issue, I mean, you can open a door or a window a little, even if it is 20 below zero, and that will, you know, generally thin it enough where it's not going to make you go unconscious and die.
Right.
But, yeah, that's pretty silly because, like we always say, commercial or store-bought carbon monoxide detectors
this is the
are
low
dangerous.
Level.
Oh, we gave her this one of the low-level ones, right?
Yeah. Well, we bought it.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah.
We bought it
Because those things alarm at what, 4?
5.
4 or 5. I know they're real low, yeah.
Well, we don't know what happened because it was going off for 5 hours without her or the caregiver doing anything about it. And I'm go ahead.
What was it at, though? That's what you need to know. If it was alarming because it was at 5, that's not horrible.
The other thing is...
Then you can wait till morning and get your flu fixed.
They said it's more, you know, after this is all after the fact.
Right.
They said it's more chirping.
Okay.
So I talked to the guy who, again, if you ever need
the guy,
HVAC Jedi, and if he's listening, please call because your guy was awesome. He said, okay, I got here and there is no sound, you know. So he asked the caregiver, he said, where's it coming from? And she pointed to that monitor on the wall. And, you know, what did it sound like? Was it a blaring alarm? Now, I haven't heard it go off, so I don't know if it's a blaring. I'm assuming it's supposed to be a blaring thing. They said it was more like a battery chirping.
Correct.
He said nothing chirping. He looked at the pass to see, you know, you could see if it's gone off. Nothing gone off. The only things it could possibly be were the furnace or the
water heater.
Water heater.
Right.
The hot water heater.
No. No, no, no. No, no. It's a water heater, Rich, right? Or is it
Yes, it is.
Okay. And he checked those, you know, up and down, nothing. And I'm freaking out, you know, scared to death. And he said, I would trust my parents here. You know, I've done the whole check, and we can't find anything. My brother, sister, and I went over there and screamed like you wouldn't believe. Like, are you kidding me? We didn't want to bother anybody. And so my mom told that to the guy who came over. And he's like, that's why we are here 24 hours.
A day.
Oh, and that's why we have an emergency number. And you know what? I get it. It's below zero. It's midnight. I don't know that I would hesitate. Maybe I would, but you'd go for a second. I get it. You'd go, oh, it's midnight. Is anybody going to come out? I'm like, Mom, call 911.
There's one guarantee that'll happen. If your carbon monoxide detectors are going off, you don't do anything about it, you're going to end up on the news the next day. That's that's one thing that's going to happen. And you don't want to be on the news the next
day. Yeah, I told them. Yeah. You know, and what really makes me mad is the caregiver.
Yeah.
You know,
they should know better.
My mom has issues, you know, but the caregiver. And she said, well, lesson learned. I go, what do you mean lesson learned? I said, you two could have been dead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know. Oh.
Yeah. That's the low. And by the way, if you want to low right now, everybody's got their windows sealed up. They're putting plastic on the windows and doors, trying to keep the heat in. So they're really sealing up their houses. And if you've got a leak in your water heater or your furnace and you're putting carbon monoxide in the into the house, or you're using a space heater or trying to use the oven to try and heat the house. Same thing happens with when you try and heat the house that way. You're putting carbon monoxide into the house. You want to make sure you have a low-level detector to be able to warn you about that. So,
yeah, but you can't find them anywhere anymore.
Yeah, remember, what is it, Keith?
K-E-Y-T-H.
.com. Go to their website. They've got them on there, and you can order the low-level ones there.
So I, at night, I like a little bit of fresh air.
Uh-huh.
In my room anyway, is that going to, so let's say there was a carbon monoxide leak, like you said, Rich, opening the window a crack, is that going to, how much
it's gonna
air
help.
Do
it
you
helps
need,
a ton.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I can't
imagine.
Well,
gotta remember.
Go ahead.
You gotta remember when we talk about it, we're talking about parts per million. So your low-level carbon monoxide detector is going off at 5 parts per million. So it doesn't take much to set off the alarm, but inversely, it doesn't take much to thin it below 5 or 20 or 30. So typically what will happen is, like, if your mother had called the fire department, they'd show up, they'd fling open the doors and everything, and there'd be no carbon monoxide because it just goes out the doors. And, you know, so it's kind of, that's why you always have to do the combustion appliance testing.
Right.
Check flues and so on.
So I can't imagine that everybody's house is sealed that tight. That there's no little leaks.
No.
No, correct.
But
no,
the
but
people
we're doing it now.
Do have that. Yeah, so I figure with mine open, if there was any problem, I have mine open and I'm not going to.
Correct.
You know.
You're fairly safe there, but it's good to still have the low level ones. Now, just to cover it, the ones you buy in the store, and you go buy a carbon monoxide detector at the store, you plug it in, it's great. Okay, that's the one that, you know, Kitty makes or FireX or any one of those normal, you know, ones you get at the store. Those go off at 70 parts per million after 4 hours. So if you happen to walk
for continuous hours.
Correct. So if you happen to, if it's at 68 parts per million, and then at after 3.5 hours, you walk out of the house and then walk back in again, that opens the door enough to drop it down. It resets and starts over again. So you want to make sure that if you've got one of those just store-bought ones and it goes off, you want to get out of the house right now. You want to call your heating and cooling people to come out and test the equipment, the water heater and the furnace, and make sure that it's good. So those you don't want to mess around with, because you're going to have headaches. You're going to have dizzy spells if you've just got the standard one and it's going off. You'll have the headaches and the dizzy spells, feel sick to your stomach, and that's where they're designed to go. So
what do you think it was chirping for hours?
It could have been that. You know, there could have been a cycle where it was where the water heater and the furnace both turned on at the same time, and the flue wasn't warm enough yet. So that flue needs to be warm in order for that warm air to go out.
Right.
So if they both fired up at the same time, that chimney wasn't warm enough, then that carbon monoxide can spill back out of the water heater, out of the furnace, and get into the house and start causing problems. But then the flue warms up again, and then it starts working. So it can be funky little things like that with this really cold temperature. You just got to be careful. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with a tip of the week next.
Oh, tip of the week.
You are listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
No, we're not. Yeah, there we are. Now we are. There you go, Johnny. See? Hey, Johnny, there's buttons. Push. Like that. Just go click.
Push buttons.
All right? Hey, you know, you can join us on Facebook Live right now, and it's brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about their benefits of being a credit union member in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. Of course, you can give us a call also, 847-475-1590. All right, and with that, are you following this stuff on the Facebook there, Robbie?
I
did you find us? We're streaming there on the
we
Facebook?
We need more people to watch us, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm hiding here nicely behind my little microphone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which I enjoy.
Uh-huh.
And you can see Rich, you can see Ron, you could kind of watch what's going on. Once in a while we get Kevin come by, and Trixie sometimes makes appearances.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, so.
Well, now she won't. She's afraid to come in the
we
door.
We need a banner behind Ron.
That I know, and I keep thinking I'm going to bring that one in that we use for live remotes, and then I keep forgetting. Mm-hmm. So. Mm. But
that would be
you
nice.
Get the whole setup, like, you know, Mike Novak's got it's just boom, done.
Oh yeah, he has a little stand and all that. He's like all kinds of fancy with these signs and these border deals, you know. Rich, that takes thought and foresight, and neither which we have. So that,
well, it really takes money, which we really don't have.
That too. So I keep going through the closet though, and I keep I want to wear this sweatshirt today.
Oh,
no, it's got red.
Speaking of closet, wait, hang on.
Yeah. What you got?
So,
look at this. Oh,
I have a giveaway.
Look at that.
What?
It's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
From when?
So, well, we should. Well, the thing is, you know, obviously I got this from Klein Tools.
Oh, it's a giveaway. Obviously. You're giving away. I thought you got a giveaway.
Yes, because I've never worn it.
Uh-huh.
And what are you? I just. Robbie, you'd be proud of me if you saw the picture of this room earlier this week. We cleaned out all the clothes and donated them.
Awesome. That is really
and
cool.
And some of the shirts and stuff was like, well, I liked it. Sure, but whatever. I haven't worn it in 2 years. You know what I mean?
So
this is with my whole group of clothes that it doesn't get that cold here. I was out last night. I had a t-shirt on and a shirt. You know what I mean? So
right.
I've got to send this up north.
Okay.
So... if you get somebody, you know, call her, whatever. I don't know if you want to do something, but I got a nice Klein Tools pullover, extra large.
XL.
Wow.
Yep. I didn't want to donate that. I figured I'd, you know, we got it in good faith from,
yeah,
from
sure.
Klein.
So it's really special because not only is it free,
yeah.
It's warm, it's from Klein Tool.
And never been used.
Never been used.
Yeah.
And it was Rich's.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Like that matters.
It does matter.
You're going to have to sign it there, Bart.
Johnny,
brother.
Wouldn't you want one because it was Rich's? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Johnny, say no way in hell. No way in hell would I want that.
Okay.
Leave it out in the cold and make sure all the bugs die off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We need ask people. You could email Robbie at mightyhouse.net. You could post on Facebook or you could call us. If you were to win this shirt, would you want Rich to sign it?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's just stupid.
You know what? I like when you call things that I say and do stupid.
Okay. No, I mean having me autograph something.
I understand.
You're saying. I just think it's so.
847-475-1590. Let's do this.
And what's the temperature in Florida?
Zero.
44, ladies. That's me. Woo!
This cold cuss this morning. Today.
This is what we're going to do.
Okay, so the funny part, see this?
He just talks right over.
The contest is going to be why you want Rich's autograph Klein. It's a pullover, a zip-up. It's a pullover.
Yeah,
okay, size extra large. It's fleecy.
It goes all the way down.
Yeah.
Oh, it unzips. Oh, it's not a pullover.
Yeah, it unzips.
Oh,
that's like a little
jacket. Forget that. I want that.
Forget it.
I want
and
that.
And you could probably stand within 25 feet of the road because it is orange.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
You're not giving that away. I want it. Send
Rich.
It. Just send it to me.
Who would like an autographed T-shirt from Rich's Closet? Okay.
So I heard, hey, Rich, I'll trade you that for a Klein Tools backpack.
Thought you were sending me that anyway.
No. I wasn't going to.
And I was going to get my book on building fires.
Yes, I know. I got it. It's at my desk. I haven't sent it yet, but I'll be more eager to send it if you send back the same box with that sweater in it.
No problem.
All right,
like
there we go.
Sweater.
Forget it. We're not giving
it
away.
Do you want me to scribble on it, though?
All right, we will give
I still want you to sign
away.
It.
We will give something away of Rich's autograph. You need to email Robbie at mightyhouse.net, go on Facebook, Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook, or call us at 847-475-1590. We will pick the best reason you need an autographed item of clothing from Rich.
Yeah.
We're not going to say what it is because we might keep the Klein Tool one.
Yeah.
That just wouldn't be right, but you never know. So I'm going to go post that on Facebook now.
All right. Here we go.
You could send it out in an email.
Time for the tip of the week.
I'm sorry, Rich.
Here we go.
What do we have? 3 seconds left?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Maybe. No. You want to play it? Come on. Let's go. Come on. There we go. I did it.
Okay, Sparky.
All right. Well, as usual, because of the weather, we kind of got into the topic before we even got to the tip of the week.
I know.
And you know what I was going to do it on, so you already knew you were steering into it. But
I kept dancing around it.
Trying, but there's no way. Not with the weather you've had up there.
Right.
But no, space heater safety. It's really amazing. Like each year, there's more than 65,000 fires in this country, and they're attributed to space heating.
Yep.
And a lot of it is just people making poor choices. You know, something that's a radiant heater that has a actual burner or element and putting it too close to flammable items like shears and draperies and sofas are, you know, the worst.
Yep.
But the shears and draperies will go up pretty quick. So some tips. Make sure your space heater has a label showing that it's recognized by testing laboratory.
Like UL?
I guess you can't say UL.
Okay.
So. Before using it, read the manufacturer's instructions. That's kind of a no-brainer. And I like it says, read the warning label. And everything's going to say, don't put the plastic bag over your head. We wrapped it in for shipping. Don't hold it tight because you could suffocate.
Right.
Then don't put this close to your couch or your curtains because it could start a fire.
Right.
Now, if you can get past those things, you may or may not be allowed to procreate. If you fail either one of those, I'm with Darwin all the way. We don't care.
Come on.
All right. Inspect heaters for cracked or broken plugs or cords. That's a big one. And this is probably the most important, really. Do not use extension cords with electric space heaters.
Yep.
They use a lot of electricity. They work on resistance. By using the extension cord, you increase the resistance and thus the chance of a fire. And it's not at the heater. It's at the center of the cord.
Right. Of the extension cord.
It's really cool how it happens.
Yes.
But you don't want it happening. And, of course, nobody wants the cord running across their floor. So what do? They put the area rug over it.
Right.
So now we got a third scenario that Darwinism can kick in here.
So that insulates it and helps hold the heat in even more.
Yeah, no.
Maybe we should finish the tip of the week after the break. What do you think?
Please do.
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We're going to reset this after the top of the hour, and we'll wrap it up right there with the tip of the week. All right.
You got more stuff? Well, other surveys.
Okay, cool. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.